Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
As they're in a world of hurt, they're down 3-1 to the Indiana Pacers. The 4 seed looking really good, and the number 1 seed certainly struggling. And there's no question that's been the case. Can the Cavs come back?
Yeah.
Outside chance?
They have to make up for Mother's Day. They got to make it to Father's Day now. That's all. They had a bad Mother's Day, so let's just see if they can rip off 3 in a row, which, by the way, how many? The difference is that you're playing the same team over and over again, but how many times did they have 3-game winning streaks? You know, if you go back and you break up the big winning streaks.
Well, yeah.
I mean, putting together 3 wins in a row is not a big deal for this team at all season. The problem is that you're going up against a team that, you know, knows everything about you, so there's no surprises at this point in the series.
As a team, this has been a wildly disappointing series. I don't think there's any question that this has just not gone very well. Individually, from a personal player standpoint, I do think there have been some guys who have been okay and have looked
okay.
good and solid and have done a pretty good job. I hate the fact that he's taken so many shots, and I'm not blaming him. It's probably been a necessity. Donovan Mitchell has answered the bell.
Yeah, I'm still upset with the people that were calling him out yesterday, and I don't know if it was, you know, they showed you the video of him kind of re-injuring his leg that kept him out for the end of the regular season at halftime. And by the way, I wouldn't have put him out there in the second half even if he could play. What, would you just want him to sit on the bench? TNT made the story a lot bigger than maybe it had to be, or maybe not. I don't know. He's averaging almost 30 points a game in the playoffs. So the fact that he wasn't out there absolutely 100% made it sound like it was a story. The fact that TNT had no information from the Cavaliers made it worse, and it made fans speculate that Mitchell was just like, I'm not coming back out on the floor because we're down 40, which is not fair to him at all. And so if you ask me, the Cavs dropped the ball immediately in the second half by not letting the TV crew know exactly what was going on as we sat and waited and waited. Now, my question is, how long was the TV crew sitting on that video of him nursing his ankle when he came back out for the second half?
I wonder if that's something that they knew they had and they sat on it, Andy?
Yeah.
Or if that was something that they didn't know they had, and when he wasn't there, they're like, quick. Start looking for something.
Well, it was a high angle shot.
Right. It came
was
off,
not a nor- and
came obviously, off the camera that sits on top of the backboard.
Right. And they weren't on the air. So, you know, when that happened, you know, that wasn't a live. So I don't know if maybe they just found it, you know, moments before that, which is fine. But if they were sitting on it, that's kind of, why wouldn't they have showed that to the fans right away? I mean.
Well, because maybe that wasn't it. And they, I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Okay, but you know as well as I do, they would go back and go, look, we don't have an official word from the Cavaliers because they're not talking to us right now, telling us what's going on. And you know, as a sideline reporter, both of us do, in the NBA, that your job is to go find out what's going on.
Right.
It's not that hard. And you should have a contact from the team that you know you're going to talk to right away to find out when there's an injury update. And, you know, like, I can tell you this, that, like, when that happens to the Browns, man, the Browns are right on it. Guardians, Indians, back when we were doing that, they were right on it.
Yeah,
we knew right away.
Mess around.
Yeah, they want you to know what's going on. And so there's no – but the fact that the Cavaliers weren't saying anything to the announcing crew made it look like they let people run wild with their imaginations. Donovan got destroyed on social media. Destroyed. And there was no reason for it. Because even if he could have played down 40, I don't need my best player back out there in the second half.
I would. In fact, Andy, I know you'd have to put him out there if he was healthy, because you have to see if he can make a little run and get back into it.
But if there was any question of his health, there was question of health.
So I think he's delivered and has done a really good job. You might disagree with me. Yesterday was not his best effort. Evan Mobley took only 7 shots in the game. He's missed one game in this series with the injury, but the first 2 games that he played in, Game 1 and Game 3, he had double-doubles, 20 points, 10 rebounds, 18 points, 13 rebounds. And I think it's fair to say that Evan has played well when he's been out there. Now, has he been, you know, the reincarnation of Karl Malone or Hakeem Olajuwon, as that was thrown out by Rick Carlisle? It's like getting Hakeem back in Houston. I thought, wow, that's the way to blow some smoke. Like that a lot. Yesterday, 10 points and 5 rebounds. I chalk up yesterday complete aberration for everybody on the team, or at least a complete for everybody on the team. Whether it's an aberration or not, maybe time will tell here. But I think Evan has done a pretty solid job all the way around.
No one has been consistent, though, to make me say, oh, you know, this player has – what was the initial question you asked?
Who's played well? Who have you been impressed with?
Okay, so you can't –
who have you been impressed
like,
with?
Like, I can't argue with Donovan Mitchell's scoring performances, you know, when you're averaging almost 30 a game in the playoffs.
I hate that he's taking that many shots.
Well, but I do too. But no one on a consistent basis has impressed me. Like, there is at one point during the Miami series, I would have said Ty Jerome. In this series, I wouldn't say Ty Jerome at all. Do I, you know, DeAndre Hunter? No. Jared Allen?
Let me talk about that guy.
Okay.
I don't know what happened yesterday. Yesterday was just so bad. And Jared Allen had 2 points and 2 rebounds. Menigan's pointing to himself. I'll bet he has some information on an MRI.
A little bit of news for you, gentlemen. Sham Sharania was on the Pat McAfee show on ESPN, had this to say.
I can report it here now. Donovan Mitchell, the Cleveland Cavaliers, All-NBA star guard. I'm told he had an MRI today. He's been diagnosed essentially with a re-aggravation of an ankle injury that he's been dealing with. So he re-aggravated his ankle, and I'm told it's expected that he's going to be a game-time decision for Game 5.
Okay.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The way you were pointing to your noggin, I thought, ooh, MRI results.
Well, I was in there. And MRI results.
MRI results.
Called it. Audio courtesy of ESPN.
Okay. There you go. I don't know what happened.
Probably got it from his agent.
So we'll
see.
Got that from? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Game time decision. Cavs have...
Anybody surprised by that? I'm not. Are you surprised?
No.
No.
Can I just throw out for you, though?
Mm-hmm.
This year, when Donovan Mitchell hasn't played, and it's not the playoffs, okay? I get that. We all get that. When Donovan Mitchell hasn't played this year, the Cavaliers, I had it written down here. Where is it? They're 9-2 without Donovan Mitchell this year. That said,
they were 1.1 seconds away from winning without three guys the other day, too.
Has anything made you think that they're going to win against Indiana without Donovan Mitchell? Not me. But in the regular season, they were 9-2 without Donovan Mitchell. And one of the losses was the last game when everybody sat against Indiana.
Right.
So you could make the argument they were 9-1 without Donovan Mitchell. He missed the last four games of that regular season with that ankle injury.
Hmm.
Jared Allen yesterday, 2 points and 2 rebounds. I have no idea what happened to Jared Allen because I thought he had played pretty well. In game two, he had a double-double, 22 points, 12 rebounds. In game three, a double-double, 19 points and 12 rebounds. He had played really well. And then Jared just, like the rest of the team, disappearing yesterday. And I thought that was rough, real rough. And I think Max Strus has had a couple of really good games, 23 points in game two. He had 20 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists in the nice win in game three. And Max, you know, Max had kind of the stigma that he was not a good postseason player. And though he hasn't been great every game, I think he's been pretty good in a couple of games. And if you're Max, I think you've eliminated some of that. I'm not a good postseason player.
Again, let me go back to your original question on this thing. Like, who has impressed you in this series? No one's knocked my socks off. I mean, it'd be Donovan, but,
Donovan's the only guy.
He's been taking
it's
a
been
ton
out of necessity.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, and so I just – and maybe that's what the problem is that – there no. Again, you might need people to step up every game, somebody different to win, which is perfect, right? But I don't know that we've seen that. Not in this series, that's for sure.
The one thing about
they've been inconsistent at best.
Yeah. The one thing about this team, Andy, is you've had different guys do it all year long. Now, Jarrett with 2 points and 2 rebounds that's out of character. But I thought the double-doubles in games 2 and 3 were pretty clutch by Jarrett. I thought he was very good. Evan with a couple of double-doubles in the 3 games he's played, that's pretty good. I don't know what the chalk yesterday up to. Nobody was good in that game, and whatever that was. But I think a couple of guys have had some pretty good efforts for the Cavaliers so far. Kevin's in Cuyahoga Falls. Kevin?
Hey, Kev.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Moderate. How's that sound? I'm just kind of – we all sat here and we all think, okay, well, if there's ever a franchise that can come back from 3-1, it's the Cavaliers. But LeBron's not here right now, so that doesn't help. And I just – they got waxed yesterday. I mean, just crushed.
Yeah, they got whacked hard. Hey, you know, I'm going to answer your question. You're asking, you know, is physical play – in the playoffs amped up? And the answer is yes, definitively. As you guys know, I love numbers, and the biggest one of all is the number of free throws per possession. And if you look at it in this playoff so far, it's the lowest it's ever been recorded, and it's down over 30% from the regular season. So clearly, just from that, you know, just using the numbers alone, the refs are swallowing their whistles just from that alone.
And although yesterday the Cavs were at the line, what, 40 times? If they don't hit those 35 points at the line, imagine if they were cold from the free throw line. That would have been, the rest of the game was bad enough.
It would have been a complete disaster. But also, the other thing, has anybody watched the other playoffs? I mean, at this point, I mean, I think Marshawn Lynch would be so proud of Jason Tatum when he comes down the lane lowering his shoulder at guys. I mean, he looks like an NFL running back when he's coming down the lane. It's ridiculous. And you know, it's not just the East. I mean, did you see the no-call play where Aaron Gordon ends with a black eye and a fat lip? I mean, let's just be honest. The refs are letting these guys play. And so my concern is, yes, the Cavs have really looked outmanned and outmuffled against Indiana. But let's be honest. if this version of the Cavs can't handle Indiana, what's going to happen if they even get by to Boston or New York? I mean, those teams are even more physical and play even harder. So I just shake my head at this Cavs team and just say, look, and I think, Andy, you said it, sometimes you got to be able to get smacked in the face and turn around and say, now it's my turn. And, you know, whatever it is, I don't know what it is, this Cavs team seems to shrink a little bit when the other team comes out really hard and strong to start the game. And it looked like they got intimidated to me, is what it looked like to me. And there is no way in the NBA playoffs you're going to go very far if you get intimidated by another team just because they get a little rough with you and the refs aren't calling the whistle. So you gotta go with what they're giving you. And if they're letting you play tough, you play tough just as back. And I guess I didn't see any of that yesterday at all, and I got really disappointed just from that aspect of it with our Cavs.
Kevin, thank you very much. I think everybody feels that way. I wonder how Sam Amico feels about that aspect of this series and what happened yesterday. Maybe Sam has an explanation. He's from HoopsWire, and he's next right here on Baskin and Phelps.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.